And what did you decide to go into?
I went into an apprenticeship for carpentry and joinery. Just something I wanted to do. I enjoyed working with wood. It was a skill, a craft, that at that time school leavers were interested in. If you could, you got a job where you trained for a skill and became a skilled person of some sort, rather than just a labourer or anything. 5 years indenture, yeah. Five years, I've got my indenture forms at home somewhere. The English is quite interesting because although one would describe them as modern, it was a little bit archaic, you know, the idea that it was the servant and master, and I agreed to not to swear and all sorts of things and not to steal and behave myself and so forth. Quite interesting.
And what kind of firm was it you went to?
Typical country firm, a wheelwright section, undertaking section and a building section. There was the joinery foreman and the undertaking foreman, and well, the wheelwright side was running down, because when I came into the trade, the wheelwrighting was very much a thing of the past. It was, although some of the old timers had made wheels by the score, as it were, by my time it was just mainly repairs on wheels. I've worked on wagon wheels, but not to any great extent. We did a lot. We had a lot of wheels to repair from time to time from the railway, the Great Western Railway, as it was in those days, before it became British Rail. And they had all sorts of wheelbarrows on stations, some of them with two wheels that porters humped people's bags and things around. They used to get broken, we used to repair those. And from time to time, some of the older farmers who retained their old wagons with wooden wheels, and a lot of farmers put a tow bar on the front and towed them with a modern tractor, and of course it knocked hell out of these old wagons. So we had one or two wheels, well, quite a number, but there was no volume of work. It had virtually dropped out. It was
so,
but the undertaking side was going, and also the building.